Wake up.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, good morning, good morning. And Jax is back from Nova Scotia.
Mommy's home.
Okay, so everybody's going to want to know how it is, or how it was. And if you don't know, Jax got engaged before introducing her family to her girlfriend.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's a bit of an awkward spot to put in. So you're going to hold on to that information.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it off.
Okay.
Can't wait to find out how it went. In the meantime, let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind this morning?
Do you guys call your grandparents or your parents something embarrassing? Because people were cringing kind of hard. This weekend was a Jubilee, and Prince Charles called the Queen Mummy.
And
everyone's like, ugh, that feels weird.
Yeah, that's not a good
look. Because he's a senior citizen, right? It's weird. Yeah.
Like,
no, it's mom.
Yeah, it's mom. What about mummy?
No. Jax, what about you? What's on your mind?
If you have ever lost anything on a plane, I would like to get your strength today because I left my coat on the plane and I heard that you usually never get them back. So I'm going to do the battle of the long line of phone calls today and see if I can retrieve my coat.
Is it worth it or do you just want to lose the coat?
No, it's the principle of the matter. I'm terrible with losing things. So this time I'm going to find it again.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I would just lose the coat.
The ultimate search.
Producer Leah, what's going on with you?
Did you guys hear that Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey split up?
No,
that is wild to me.
Yeah. That's not what I heard. What I heard was Michael B. Jordan is single, producer Leah.
Yeah. That's what I heard. Translation.
Yes.
Yeah, and I also heard that Lori Harvey left him, and I'm just stunned by it all.
Wow. Well, she didn't want to settle down, and he did.
I know.
She wanted to continue having fun. That girl is something else.
Yo,
imagine being so hot where Michael B. Jordan's like, please marry me. And you're like, no.
She said no.
I'm busy.
I need to see others.
Yeah.
That's wild. She's wild.
Anyway, I thought about you because I saw it this morning as I was going to the bathroom because I sit on the toilet and read it.
Right.
And I was like,
well, we know you do.
Producer Leah's going to really like that. I just know you've got a small obsession.
You're not wrong.
All right. So did Jax's vacation home turn into a total disaster, or was it really nice and sweet? But it's one or the other.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So let me ask you this. Would you do this same strategy? You meet somebody, you fall in love with them, you move in together, and you get engaged, and they haven't met your family yet. Seems like a bit of a... Maybe you want to run that by your family, right? Jax didn't do that.
Well, it was a pandemic.
Excuses.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. You couldn't go home yet last year, and you definitely couldn't go home at any point this
spring. It's the most lockdown province in the country.
I remember last year when I traveled to Vancouver thinking, boy, I wish Jax could travel right now so that her family could meet her fiancé.
Is that what you remember
Thanks,
saying?
Thanks, TJ.
Yeah, I'm trying to make fun of Jax. You're supposed to be on my team.
I am. I just was trying to figure out where you're going with that.
No, just support me either way, blindly.
So basically, Jax had the chance to introduce everybody this weekend. And yeah, there have been FaceTimes, but...
Yeah.
So we all want to know, how did it go?
It went really, really, really well.
Yay!
Yeah, it went really, really well. We stayed at an Airbnb for the weekend, but on Friday night, Michelle and I had stayed at my Aunt Linda's house. And it was unreal. It was so lovely, and they were so warm. Michelle got drunk on boxed wine. it was so nice. We went to the neighbors for a fire. We just had a really good East Coast weekend. They welcomed her with open arms. It was really sweet. My Aunt Linda made it a point because some of the neighbors were over. This is my niece's fiance. Kept on saying fiance. And I grew up in a time gay marriage for a lot of my years of growing up wasn't even legal. So to hear my family proudly say about a woman that this is my fiance, it still gets me. So it was wonderful. Colette, my mother, took a little bit of warming up because she's a hard to get to know lady. But by the end of the weekend, she was so sweet with Michelle and they got on so well. So
Michelle didn't need to borrow a brush or anything, did she?
No, she didn't. No, that was a couple girlfriends ago. My mother didn't like that they asked for a hairbrush, which was a thing. But no, they love Michelle. They kept on saying how beautiful her curly hair is. It was really nice. So 3 days, great little vacation. We're going to go back in the fall.
Did Michelle wear socks in your mother's home, or did she go barefoot?
She wore socks.
That's good. Never go barefoot in some of these homes when you're meeting them for the first time.
Yeah, but then afterwards you can.
Yeah. Next time she goes there, she'll be barefoot the entire time. But it was very important this time.
Wow.
That she had socks on.
No, it went really well.
Well, I'm thrilled for you.
Yeah,
absolutely thrilled for you. That's great.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend that track. If you're thinking about doing what Jax did, don't.
Yeah.
Jax got lucky, I think. Yeah. Wouldn't you say, TJ? I think it's important.
Yeah. It helps that she's Jax.
It does help that you're Jax, but congratulations.
Thank
very
you,
happy.
Guys. Thank you.
So now we kind of have to start pestering. I actually have to start pestering you both, okay?
About?
Well, because you're both newly engaged, TJ and Jax, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys are not, we haven't even gotten wedding dates from either of you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's time to start talking about that.
Is it?
It is time.
Is it?
So I'm gonna be bringing that up a lot more against your will.
Okay.
And one of these days, one of the two of you is gonna have to crack.
We're gonna slip.
I'm gonna need some details here.
Okay.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so iMessage is finally. They haven't announced this yet, but apparently they are going to bring the undo button.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
We needed that undo button a long time ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
You know, I think the undo button is going to save some relationships. Because, you know, if you haven't figured it out already, arguing over text, not productive.
Oh.
Not productive.
No, it's not the way it should be done at all.
And I feel like, too, sometimes maybe you get a little heated and you send your friend something or your boss something or whatever.
Yeah.
Be nice to be able to make that go away. So,
it's going to revolutionize drunk texting.
Oh, yes.
For sure.
Because if you send something at 2 a.m., like 2 a.m. you is a lot different than 8 a.m. you.
Yeah, it really is.
Apparently, this trio is what we all want, okay? We want to edit text messages. We want to undo text messages or iMessages. And we want to mark things as unread, which is important for me.
Yeah, same here. You can go back to it and not forget about it.
Yeah. I have a bunch of unread messages that I haven't seen. And I can't even find them now because they're so buried.
Yeah.
I have on my phone, and this is going to drive people like TJ nuts, my icon always says 70. 70 unread messages because you get so many text messages. It's like, there's no way I can keep up with this. And there's no way to clear them. Like, Apple doesn't give you a way to just clear them out.
Yeah, you could read them.
Yeah.
No,
that's
a wild
idea.
They're months ago. I'd never find them.
Here's my question, though, because, like, Instagram has the unsend button now, too.
Right.
But if you get a text message and it pops up on your phone, like on your preview, when you unsend it, will the person not be able to see the preview of it? Because I don't think so. Because, like, same on Instagram, if somebody sends it to you and you see it on the preview, and they unsend it, that's fine, but you can still see it on the preview.
So there is a gray area to it because they also said that it's only going to be available for a certain time after you send the message.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if they're delaying the delivery of messages because that's what they've done with Gmail, where for a short period of time after you send an email,
I love the unsend.
But I believe the unsend is only like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's really short. It's a short window.
It's a good question.
You gotta make peace with your regrets right away.
100%. And the other thing is that, like, how long after can you edit a message? Because that could completely change an argument. Like, if you have an argument over text, and then somebody goes back through and edits all their messages, it can make you look like a total jerk.
Those screenshots are important.
Those screenshots are so important. Anyway, so we're not sure when it's coming, but they're expecting sometime maybe this fall. Maybe.
I'm ready.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever had something not work, and you hit it, and it works?
N64 controller.
N64 controller.
Always.
My VCR used to be that.
Hit it. Little tap.
Yep, 100%. Yeah, laptop?
No, I said right on the top.
Oh, right on the top. Yeah, I used to remember those. I mean, I haven't had one of these for a while. I've had a laptop for like 15 years, but remember the big computers you used to have, like the big modems?
Oh, yeah.
And the fan would go like, and then, I used to smack it whenever the fan got too loud.
My IBM.
Your
Activa.
IBM. That's right, Hewlett Packard.
Yeah.
Just a monster. Yeah. I remember I carried that to like three different provinces, that big computer, stupid computer.
Yeah, the desktop.
Yeah, they were so heavy. You can actually fix your electronics by smacking them. They call it, quote, percussive maintenance.
Okay.
And that is the sophisticated term for shaking, banging, or pounding something to make it work. It works especially well for products that have batteries or older electronics that have parts that might have come slightly out of line. So all the things we're talking about.
Okay.
If you're going to try to fix things, though, this way, tap them, don't hit them. because if you hit something too hard, you could break it. It could be fragile, like an iPhone. Percussive maintenance is a temporary fix at best, meaning that if you're having to hit something to make it work, probably should take it in so you don't have to hit it anymore.
Yeah, it's just a Band-Aid solution, not an actual solution. Okay.
Can I just be honest about something?
Yeah.
With computers? My computer doesn't work.
Because it fell off your truck?
Well, no, my computer does work. But if my computer doesn't work, I don't bring it in anywhere. I just kind of work it until it's over.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust taking it to a computer repair shop.
Why?
Because all of my information is on it.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm like, they could easily copy all my crap. Now, my crap's not interesting.
No.
I don't even have, like, naked photos or anything. I got nothing. But, like, naked photos of myself. Yeah. You know, you send selfies, whatever. Everybody does it. I still don't want them to have it. Credit card information, you know, work contracts, everything that you have. I always feel like those computer places, you're like,
I can make you a guarantee. They don't care. They aren't doing that. They're just trying to get your computer in and out. They do not care.
Hey, listen, if Adam Wilde brought his guitar, or pardon me, his computer into my computer repair shop, and I got one look at him, I would be like, oh, I need to see those pictures.
No,
need to.
They don't care.
They'd be super bored. It would be like my dogs and my daughter. Here. That's all they'd get.
I'm like, where's the good stuff? Come on.
No, but don't you ever worry about that, or am I the only one that's paranoid
Absolutely
about
not.
That? Really?
Because if I begin to worry about that, I go into a worry spiral, and I like to stay out of there.
TJ?
Oh, I worry about it, but I worry about everything all the time. So whose side do you really want to be on there?
Yeah, fair enough.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Did you see the ruined Disneyland Paris proposal?
Yes.
It is so painfully awkward. A guy dressed in all white is seen kneeling on like an elevated platform in front of a large crowd who are cheering really loudly. And right in the middle of it, an employee wearing the Mickey Mouse ears comes out of nowhere, like they drop from the friggin' sky. And they grab the ring box out of the guy's hand, and he takes them off the platform. The guy's confused. He's like, she said yes. He's like, yeah, but it'll be even better over here. People started, like, booing the man, and I guess Disneyland Paris offered an apology, and they said, we're going to make it right.
Why?
You're right. You ruined the best moment of their life.
I got to tell you, man, this feels fake.
I've heard that theory.
It looks fake.
But the only credence I'll give to it being real is that Disneyland Paris offered an apology, which means they must have done some sort of investigation.
Great marketing plan.
Yeah, they could have just planted that.
To come here, we'll ruin your vacation.
Okay,
it's the happiest place on earth.
Why would you watch the video?
Yeah.
Have you, in your entire life, can you ever see any human doing what this guy does, who literally walks through and grabs the guy's ring from him? Are you serious? I don't believe it at all.
Okay, if he was doing it at like a Wendy's, right? Like Wendy's is known for being a little bit sassy. This is Disneyland. There's no way they planted this.
Maybe they need to spice things up, though. And
that's
also,
the
they
fringe.
May
you never know.
Honestly, they may have a new Gen X, you know, Gen Z marketing team. You never know.
There you go. Demi Lovato has announced a new album. It's called Holy F. I can't say the whole thing. It's going to be out August 19th. The lead single, Skin in My Teeth, is set to arrive this Friday, so that's exciting. Also, Uber put out a list of the things that people forget in there, and there's the 10 most common things are exactly what you think. Cell phones, wallets, keys, etc. They also put out the list of the weirdest things people have left behind, which is always the better list. A pizza costume, 50 grams of caviar, some tater tots, in quotes, meaning like just a couple, I guess, a box of unicorn Band-Aids, an Employee of the Month plaque, a breathalyzer, a crochet strawberry, a metal leg, a power washer, a small rhino sculpture, I was wondering where I put that, a spray tan machine, a breast pump, and a windmill.
All I can see all of them.
I like the crochet strawberry, personally.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a big fan of the metal leg.
You need that.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Yesterday, we had the pleasure of going to our boss's award ceremony. Our boss won what's called the Rosalie Tremblay Award, and it's for trailblazing women in the broadcasting industry, which, I'll be honest with you, was pretty male-dominated for a very, 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 very long time.
Yes.
And so our boss, Karen, had an incredible speech, and it was a really nice night.
Yeah.
And it was nice to see everybody out socially. It was cool, right? Like, we had the whole radio station out there, except for Jax, who was too important. She was coming back from a flight from
I was stuck at Pearson, or I would have been there.
Yeah, I know. Pearson. God.
So she wants you to think.
It's so. By the way, it's so funny that people are complaining about Pearson now. Pearson was bad before COVID. It's just worse
it's
now.
Double bad now.
Now, one thing, though, that when we go to parties, TJ's always sort of insecure about how he's going to come off. And I don't know why, because he's quite charming and a fun guy to be
Very
around.
Very funny.
But he's got a little bit of social anxiety, right? Is that fair?
Oh, yeah. And it's only amplified since the pandy. Because I've had 2 years or so of not talking to people at events.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're thrust into events and you have to relearn how to walk, basically.
So he has, like, you'll see TJ work and operate in a room. And what he does, he's got like a Rolodex, right? It's sort of, he just has, here are my topics of conversation.
I prep.
And then once he's exhausted those conversations, he kind of sort of makes a turn and moves on to the next conversation. You got to do whatever you got to do to get through those mingling situations. Yeah. Not everybody likes it. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, TJ exhausted his topics rather quickly, but developed a new strategy on the fly. And I think this is ingenious.
It's flawless.
Okay. I'm so excited to hear what this is.
So what I do is, when I'm in an awkward conversation, which is every conversation because of me, eventually I go, you know, I'll come find you in a bit. I just need to run to the bathroom really quick. And I go in the bathroom. And then that's how I get a break from conversations.
No, that's not what it is.
Is it not?
No.
I was going to say, you just leave the conversation.
No,
that's just leaving
that
the conversation.
That is not what TJ does.
No?
That is not what TJ does.
What did
this
I do?
Is good. I'm glad. I am glad that he couldn't recognize it, because I was wondering if he did or not.
Oh.
TJ just says this. So I just recently got engaged.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, does that bring the conversation back.
I tried that yesterday, too.
And that's what happened.
Okay. And
so I was watching him.
Yeah.
I didn't tell TJ we were talking about this, but I was watching him before.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Teach, I know when TJ feels awkward, but other people wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
I just know him because I know him, right? We know we know each other really, really well. And so, there'd be a couple times where it was like, you know, you feel the conversation's running out of runway.
Yeah.
And TJ goes, well, I just got engaged. And people are like, oh my God. And there's 40 million questions around that.
Which is great, because then you can just answer questions. And it's about my favorite topic, which is myself. So, but I realized, like, in doing it, it feels kind of weird, because at these events, you run into a lot of people within the industry. So, like, you're standing there and you're talking to people, and then you go, like, the conversation is ending. But instead of just tapping out or taking the first off ramp and getting off the conversation highway, I'm like, hey,
you hear about me?
Yeah, you hear about what I've been up to? Got engaged.
It's fair, man. Give something else to talk about. Yeah.
I was going to tell them that my dog broke her leg, too. But I was like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't do that. Yeah. Let's stay with the happy.
That's tougher. Yeah. Stay with the happier.
Yeah.
So here's what I wanted to ask you. 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. We all have our mechanisms when you re-enter society and you actually start to talk to people again. And I thought TJ's was brilliant.
Smart? Yes.
It lights people up. They have so many questions.
I felt so selfish doing it, though, at times.
No, it's your story. It's good. But what we wanted to ask you was, okay, so you have your TJ moment where you've run out of conversation. What do you do then? What's your fail-safe where you're like, I can keep this thing going just if I say this one thing? And remember that last night, it wasn't just like, you know, like us radio people there. It was like executives and bosses and cool people like that.
Hey, it works, baby.
So hit us up, 999-999-4168-729-9999.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario has become the first province to mandate disconnecting from work. It's called the Working for Workers Act, which is a silly name. The law states that disconnecting from work means not engaging in work-related communications like emails, phone calls, video calls, or sending or reviewing other messages so as to be free from the performance of work. And I guess part of this is, beginning in 2023, companies have to have a written policy on disconnecting from work in place.
Okay. Yeah.
And they have, I believe, until March to do so. And there's different categories where it's like companies over 25 people, that type of stuff. So it's actually an interesting development and pretty healthy. Or it's going to be really important for mental health. Apple is adding an edit, an undo send function for iMessage, but you're also going to be able to mark conversations and text threads as unread to flag items that you'd like to revisit.
I love that.
Which, for someone like Adam Wilde, who loves to read messages and not reply to them, is actually really important. There's no timeline on when it's happening, but people are expecting the fall during an iOS update. They're also saying that there's going to be a small window that you can unsend messages. So it's kind of like your Gmail account it's within like 10 to 15 seconds and you can unsend the message. Otherwise, it's there forever, friend. And bad news for your favorite feel-good show. Season 3 of Ted Lasso is being written as the finale. The show isn't getting canceled or forced to stop, but one of the main writers, Brett Goldstein, said that the show was always meant to be just 3 seasons long. He said, spoiler alert, everybody dies.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So, I do love that show.
It's a fun show. Fantastic. It gets a little bit dark at times, but it's so good. And that's what's trending on TJ.
Hey, you want to ghost it? We got a brand new one for you.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
All right, let's introduce you to Chris, who's joining us on Ghosted.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Happy to talk to you.
Are you?
You are on Ghosted. Are you sure about that, man?
Yeah, you know, I guess I shouldn't sound that cheerful, but, you know, you can at least pretend.
Yes. Yeah. So why are you here, Chris? Tell us about Chantel. Give us the history and when you were ghosted.
Yeah, I mean, nothing I can think of. We really just met, like, back in April, and we've gone on around 4 or 5 dates. And so far, I don't really know her well, all that well yet, even though we've been on those few dates. But you know, I kind of gotta know why she's not messaging me back, so that's kind of why I called you guys. And you know, before you ask if I've waited long enough, you know, I'm a gentleman. It's been a week, so I feel like I've definitely been ghosted here.
A strong ghosted territory.
TJ and I, and Jax when she's here, we always like to ask, is there anything that may have led to this? Was there any awkward moments, arguments, anything like that?
Yeah, what's your red flag?
You know, that's a great question, guys. I mean, I was kind of racking my brain around it a little bit. You know, trust me, guys, if I knew, I wouldn't be calling you. It's almost like, you know, if we don't reconcile, you know, I'm just glad to know what happened, you know? I mean, to be honest, I'm not really sure that she's the one for me anyways.
Okay, all right. Well, hang on.
I mean, is he already breaking up with
her? I know. Like, he's already preparing himself for the worst. Maybe this works out well. So, Chris, what we're going to do is we're going to play a song. We're going to call her with you listening on the phone. We're going to find out, okay?
Okay.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So, if you're just catching up with Ghosted, you missed Chris, who's a good guy. He's seen Chantel about 4 or 5 times, and he wanted to tell us before we even got started. This isn't a 24-hour thing. She stopped talking to me a week ago. Right, Chris?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've tried to be a gentleman about it, not be too desperate or, you know, blow up her phone. But I just want to know what's going on.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Chris, before we get going, sometimes, obviously, the answers on this, as you've heard before, are pretty extreme because they don't know you're on the phone, too. You sure you want to hear them?
Yeah, guys.
All right. Let's give them a call.
Hello.
Hi, is this Chantel?
Yeah, this is Chantel. Who's this?
It's Adam Wilde, TJ from 99.9 Virgin Radio. How's it going?
Hi.
Oh, my God. Stop it. What did I win?
You won the opportunity at something great towards the end of this call.
Seriously? What
yes,
did I win?
Something amazing. It's like, we're not calling necessarily to award you a prize just yet. We have a question.
Okay, what's the question?
We hear that you ghosted somebody named Chris.
Yeah. What kind of question is that?
I think we just want to know why.
And then I win tickets after I tell you, or?
Not necessarily.
Really,
not necessarily.
Okay, well, that sucks. Definitely would be more excited to win something than talk about this, whatever.
Sure, okay, so back to Chris for a all second. Right.
Ugh, whatever, she's selfish. I'm over it.
Okay, could we get a specific example? Like, because I understand that. You don't want to be with somebody who's selfish.
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much just thinks about himself. It's not about what we want. And that's not what I'm looking for. So, back to Bumble, I guess.
Okay, now, first off, we understand that you dated 4 or 5 times, so we is a...
No, they're a we now.
Okay, the other thing is... What led you to this conclusion?
Okay, well, yeah, we are a we. I'm not going to waste my time 4 or 5 dates. Like, hello, I have other things I could be doing.
Okay.
And you guys are being really nosy, so I
hope
I get something out of answering your million questions. But whatever. If you must know, Chris is going to like this really special event this week, and he knows how bad I want to go. And instead of inviting me, he's taking someone else. Yeah, well, he knows I really wanted to go. And so it just screams big red flag for me.
Well, I mean, I can understand that. Like, is this a date with another girl, maybe?
Hold on. Hold on. Chantel, are you seriously upset that I'm not taking you to the Justin Bieber concert tomorrow?
Is that what it is?
Really? Chris? Seriously?
So Chris has been on the phone the whole time.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, you got to understand how this comes across, man. Everybody's looking at you like, what the hell? Are Even if it is just a Justin Bieber concert, who are you taking?
Hold on, guys. Hold on, guys. She knows I'm taking my 12-year-old niece to the show for an early birthday gift. Oh. Like, Chantel, you've got to be kidding me.
Are you kidding him, Chantel?
No. Chris, you know how many times I have told you that I want to go to this show, like, so badly. I told you even, like, honestly, even before I even knew you had tickets, I mentioned it. And then you're just going to rub it in my face that you're going without me? Like, who does that? For real.
Is there any part of you, Chantel, that thinks, maybe his 12-year-old niece also really wants to go see the Justin Bieber concert with her uncle?
That's besides the point, okay? The point is that I want to go to the show. He has tickets to the show, and he is going to the show without me. And if that doesn't sound like not placing me as a priority, then I don't know what does.
Chantel, come on here. You got to be kidding me. I mean, look, have you ever considered, like, buying tickets to the show and, you know, then we can all go?
Really? Have you ever considered buying tickets? Like, have you ever considered why you're single?
Okay, I
think things are pretty clear here. Chris, you have to ghost your niece.
Yeah. So no, stop it. So I'm assuming that, Chantel, you don't want to reconnect with Chris?
I mean, if he brings me to the show tomorrow, we can start fresh.
Okay. Okay, Chris.
It would mean a lot. Like, come on.
That would be a no. I'm actually really glad I called and found out, you know, how petty you are. I mean, come on. The nerve of calling me a red flag. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Virgin Radio, I know you're still giving away Justin Bieber tickets. I think you should give me a pair for my troubles.
You know what? Okay. That'd be a no from us as well. But we wish you both the best of luck. We hope you have a wonderful day. And Chris, have a fantastic time with your niece.
Oh, I will. Wow. Thank you, guys.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Shockingly, not a lot of people on her side.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah. I wondered what you'd think about that, Jax.
I am very, very... I often don't say this, but I don't like taking time off. I really like that I'm off for this one. I wanted nothing to do with that one.
Right.
Nothing to do with it. She was the worst.
A text from the 905. Jesus, Murphy. How selfish can one person be? Chris, you are admirable. Enjoy your time with your niece.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. They're going to have a good time. Jax, you're going to Bieber tomorrow, aren't you?
I am going to Justin tomorrow night, yes.
You're very excited.
Oh. You going to see Chris?
Yeah.
Maybe. You never know.
Maybe you'll see Chantel. Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings. Virgin Radio.
All right. Leah, what's the star of the show today? What's going on for you?
The star of the show goes out to Apple because now we're going to be able to edit and undo send functions for iMessage. And I think all of us can attest to, you know, having to want that function earlier in our lives because I have some regretful texts.
You ever send a bad text?
Of course.
Yeah, I said earlier, this is going to revolutionize drunk texting.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
It's
big
only
time.
Like a 15-second window, though, so you got to be drunk and fast, right?
Uh-oh.
You
got to
be really, really fast.
That's going to be tough, Jax.
Have an amazing day.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.